Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Giving all the honor and the glory to Lord today. Amen. This is International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries, and it is indeed an honor to be in the house of the Lord one more time, but to come on Blog Talk and speak a word in season. We just want to give God the glory today in Jesus' name. I want to go straight to scripture reading. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I give God the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Proverbs 16, it's the preparation of the heart belongs to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Praise God. All the ways of a man are pure in his heart, his own eyes. Praise God. But the Lord with the Spirit. Amen. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. Praise God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I want to give you praise this morning for what you've done and what you're about to do in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to send your angels. Send your ministering angels to minister to the church. Send the Holy Ghost to fill this place and minister to the body of Christ. Send Jesus' blood to heal and set free and live. Amen. And make an atonement for our souls. God, we thank you this morning for grace and mercy. I thank you for giving me another chance, because every morning I wake up in hope. I wake up thanking you for keeping me all through the night. All through the night as I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I thank you, Lord, for being my guide and my Savior. Amen. My structure. Amen. Because without you, Father God, I wouldn't make it. I wake up with joy this morning. I wake up with thanksgiving that you still allowing me a chance to live. You're still telling me the gates of hell will not, and like you said, not prevail against the church. And I want to thank you for that, because I tell you, doing and as we go through Christian walk, Father God, the afflictions and the troubles and the sufferings are not easy, because it's felt. If it wasn't felt, God, I know that, amen, praise God, we wouldn't complain. But because we can feel it, Father God, you're able to. Thank you, Jesus. Strengthen us and establish us. Oh, Father God, I cast down imagination and in every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of Christ this morning. Praise God. Knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every gift of Christ all day long. I know who you are, I know where you stand, and I want to tote out you, Barak, Shabak you, and bless you for your grace and mercy. I'm asking you, Lord God, to keep on, praise God, thank you, Jesus. Everybody, amen, praise God, and strengthen them in Jesus' name. Cover them in the precious blood of the Lamb, and let your angels encamp around them. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and mercy this morning. We thank you for your word this morning. We thank you for your will this morning. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, to go with those that are in hospital this morning that's been afflicted, amen, tossed and turned, amen, messed up, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Help them, strengthen them, and be with them. God, let them know that, God, you are God, and besides you, as no other. God, we bless you. God, we want to thank you. We want to give you glory. Oh, God, send the angels and camp around us and let your word sing through your magnificent power. Oh, I worship you. Hallelujah. name. Hallelujah. Todai you Shabbat you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing and what you're about to do. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name this morning, Jesus. Thank you for the children, amen, that is in our congregation this morning, that you continue to strengthen them. We thank you for the parents, amen, and those that were able to come and those that were not able to come this morning. Amen. Look into conditions. It could be some problems in homes or on the highway or the, oh, my God, with the children of, oh, God, with anything, Lord God, God, when you're able to bring them out. Thank you, Jesus. And I want to bless you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, for your patience. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the word in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. I have a thought this morning is on obedience. The Bible says that obedience is better than sacrifice. Then we want to know, you know, we wonder why, amen, things are going on in our life. And we see that there is an enemy, but we got to have to overcome the enemy. Amen. Obedience comes from the heart. Amen. Praise God. If your heart is right, amen, then you will, praise God, walk in upstanding and righteousness and not failure. So we thank God, amen, praise God, because the Bible says rebellion is just like witchcraft, praise God. And we don't want to be in that kind of spirit, amen, when it comes to obeying the Lord, amen. You know, we, as children growing up, we obey our parents. And God say, amen, he chastised who love. So, amen, if we can obey our parents, we ought to be able to obey, amen, the Lord. And so the obedience we're talking about today is obeying the Lord. Praise God. In the book of Haggai, starting at the 13th verse, that's, amen, praise God, in the Old Testament. Praise God. Amen, I give God the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And that's chapter 1. Praise God. Oh, I give him glory. Praise God. For obedience, amen. Praise God. I thank you, Jesus. Because if a little child can obey the parent, I know we can obey God and the things that he has appointed for our lives. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Obedience will take you a long way with the Lord. Amen. Praise God. But rebellion will cost you even your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I should have my face, but I didn't, so I'm going to have to skim through it and find it. Thank you, Jesus. But we got all the time in the world. We're not in a hurry. Amen. We want to be able to obey the Lord this morning. And we get this word in our souls. Amen. Praise God. Then we don't have to worry about, amen, praise God, go through this again. Let's see if I can find the page. I'm in a new Bible. Okay. Nine. Amen. I almost got it. You got it. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Almost there. Praise God. Okay, in chapter 1, let's see. Starting at verse 13, the Bible says, thank you, Jesus. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, spoke to the Lord's message. Amen, to the people, saying, I am with you, said the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel and the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua and the son of Jehozadak and the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant, thank you, Jesus, of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Of hosts. Amen. Their God. Thank you, Jesus. So by them obeying the Lord, praise God, thank you, Jesus, God was literally telling them, amen, that his house was left undone. And because, amen, praise God, he was saying this, he said in the first of verse of chapter 1, and saying, in the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, and in the first of the month, of the word of the Lord came unto him. And the prophet of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, this people say the time is not come, the time that the house of the Lord should be built. Amen. Praise God. And the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you to dwell in your plant, what they said, panel houses here, and then King James Verse said another version of it. And this temple to lie in ruins, praise God. Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. We need to consider what we're doing as far as when God calls us to obedience, amen, when he calls you to do, amen, a task or a purpose, amen, that he has designed for his will, then he's telling you, now I want you to carry it out and be obedient. He said, you have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but you do not have enough. You drink, but you are filled with drink. Amen. Your clothes literally yourselves. Amen. But no one is a woman. Amen. Praise God. And he earned wages to put it in a bag with a hole in it. Amen. Praise God. God was telling Haggai, amen, it was time to build the temple. And because of that, amen, we needed to walk in obedience. Really needed to walk in obedience. So he took in a time to walk in obedience, and that's what we're talking about today, obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. So the Bible says in Psalms 1, it speaks literally about obedience, and the Bible said in Psalms 1, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. As Haggai obeyed and began to build on the house, amen, then the people were blessed. You're blessed when you do the will of God, praise God. I don't care if it's the building of the temple or whatever it is. If you tell you don't go down the streets today, amen, because there's danger in the road, don't do it. So he said, blessed is the man that walketh, not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path and of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the sorrowful, but his delight is in the law of God. One of the things that when you're with God, you will obey. Amen. Praise God. And you will have delight in the Lord, because that's the pleasure that we're supposed to have concerning, amen, of a relationship with God. Thank you, Jesus. And so, in obedience, amen, you're not going to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That means those that are out there in the world should not you should get your counsel from the Lord. Amen. We get our counsel from the Lord is studying the word. For the Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that might not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So because of that, amen, that's walking on obedience. Amen. Praise God. And we're going to listen to what the word is saying and not what our fellow man is saying. Don't you know friends can fool you? Friends can forsake you. They can cause you to go in the wrong direction, cause God on your blessings because they are not walking where they want. So you look at the spirit of jealousy, envy, amen, they think you got that all in one wrap, amen. They don't know how you got what you got. So by jealousy and envy, they'll cause you to fall. But he say, man, his delight is in the law of the Lord, praise God. And in it do he meditate day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth its fruit in season. If you obey the Lord, there's always a blessing. So being, amen, praise God, a delight to the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Being able to obey the Lord, praise God, you're going to bring forth fruit. You're going to see your blessings. You're going to see what God has said, because he said, bless you. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever you do it shall prosper. Amen. Everything that you touch is under your prosperity when you obey the Lord. And so that's what we are doing, International Tabernacle of Deliverance Holiness Ministries. We're going to obey the Lord, praise God, because in obeying him, we are reaping the fruit, seeing the benefits, praise God. Amen, praise God, and I thank God. Amen. And one of the things I have understood, that if you bless your pastor, amen, praise God, God is going to bless you. Because that leadership, amen, got to be obedient to the Lord. And in being obedient to the Lord, then he'll turn around, amen, and he'll trickle blessings on everybody else. And then the Bible says, whose leaf shall not also wither, and whatever seed do shall prosper. We're looking for prosperity in this church. We want to walk in a way that is pleasing unto the Lord. I am not so, but I like the chaff with the wind, amen, it comes away. Amen, everything they get hold to, it don't prosper. Everything that somebody that's doing out there that is ungodly, they're not going to see the results of God because they're not walking in obedience. But those that are walking in obedience, amen, they'll see the results of God. They'll see the righteousness come down. They'll see blessings, amen, in much abundance, amen. There's no sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Amen. Even with the righteous, amen, they have eternal life. They have a way, amen, about them. Amen. Praise God. That is a blessing. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And then we look at Psalms 103 and 15, 18. Praise God. So obedience is better than sacrifice. I see a lot of people, when they don't walk in obedience, they walk in rebellion, then they go in and, my God, amen, they begin to suffer from that thing. Amen, praise God. But God want to raise us up so that we won't suffer because of being obedient, but we do suffer, righteous suffering. Amen, there's a reward when we do in that area. But when we suffer for disobedience, amen, there's repercussions. The Bible said in Psalms 103, thank you, Jesus, verses 15 through, thank you, Jesus, 10, the Bible say, as for man, his days are like grass. That means that we don't have, amen, but a short time down here. As a flower of the field, so it flourishes, for the wind passes over it, and it is gone. As soon as the wind began to blow in the meadows, that flower that was so beautiful, all of a sudden it's gone. That's the way man's life is. So we don't regard our life down here to look at it as being a long time, but we know that in the time here, we are going to obey God. Praise God. The Bible said, and it pleased, amen, God, when we obey God. And then it said, and it placed, remember it no more. Praise God. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him and his righteousness, children. Praise God. So whatever you do to obey God, your children's going to get a result from it, as well as your grandchildren. Praise God. A lot of us might not see that benefit, but because of that obedience, amen, it'll trickle down from one generation to the next generation. And then Joshua 22:1-5, it speaks about the tribe and about keeping the commandments of God. And in doing so, there is great reward. So if we keep, amen, praise God, and remember, amen, if the people in the Old Testament had to do and keep the commandments of God, amen, we ought to be able to do it as well. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed are the contingent upon us, amen, when we are obedient. Praise God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you might have heard about them in the book of Daniel. And when Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, and because he loved the Lord and he wanted to obey God, one of the things that happened, amen, He prayed to his God. Amen. Praise God. And because of his leading, not listening to, amen, thank you, Jesus, nobody else, he was blessed from it. Well, with Daniel, which in the book of Daniel, with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wanted them to bow down to their God. Amen. The Medes, the Persians, praise God, the Babylonians, God, when they ruled in that era, in that time. Because they wouldn't bow down to their God, God took and turned around and allowed them to be oppressed. We afflicted, amen, to be proven. Amen. We afflicted and we go through stuff because, amen, praise God, God want to prove us and then brag on us and talk about the goodness, amen, of his works, but also how he was able to, amen, establish his work in his people, and his people obeyed. So because of this here thing, amen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they wouldn't bow down to no other God. We as the body of Christ don't need to bow down to no other God. We need to walk in obedience because obedience, like I say, is better than sacrifice. So one of the things that happened was, praise God, they threw them in a furnace of fire. And this fire was so hot, they had the means to heat it more intensely than it was normally heated to burn up a person. They were going to burn those people up alive. Three men, praise God. But these three men knew somebody, amen, that was able to deliver. Amen. And his name was God. Amen. Praise God. And if you notice, when you're serving the Lord, Jesus is always in the midst of you. He's always there. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And because of this, praise God, when they threw them into the furnace of fire, one of the things that happened was the men that threw them in there, they ended up burning up. That's how faithful God is. He will destroy your enemies, for he said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. So they end up burning up. And because of that, when the king looked in the fire, amen, he said, looked like he seen a fourth man in the fire. And that fourth man was the Son of God. Now, this king might have heard about Jesus Christ, never seen Jesus Christ at any given time. So for him, he's thrown in the furnace of fire. Amen, praise God. And he wasn't thrown in there, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown in there, and Jesus was right there in the midst of them. Don't you know, when you walk in obedience, Jesus is going to be there, praise God, and things going to turn out for our good. So we are blessed, amen, when we walk in obedience. We are blessed, amen, praise God, when we can do the things that God has chosen to do. After those men were afflicted, amen, thrown in the when they came out, praise God, God blessed them. Now, that's something for God to bless you when you come out of a condition. Seem like, amen, praise God, you don't want nobody to look at you at that time. You don't want nothing to happen. But there God is. He said, I prove you, amen, and I'm going to bless you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. His blessing I've seen when no man did it for you. Praise God. So you can brag on God, amen, when you can say, well, God blessed me and nobody else did. My mama didn't do it. My sister didn't do it. They don't get the credit. You know, if I had 10 of my sister and brother to bless me, they would go along. This is for Barbara. And I did this to me, and you obligated to me because I did this to you. Then you have to end up always being subject to them. Amen. Praise God. Always trying to, you don't try to pay them back, but at the same time, you try to do something, you know, until you can get yourself in a position to pay them back. So it's good when you get what you get from God and not from man, because man is going to deceive you. Well, you can't do nothing to me because you owe me. You ought to think about what you have to do for you. In faith. Amen. Praise God. But we as the body of Christ, when we are blessed, we know where our blessings come from God. Amen. Praise God. It's a supernatural thing that is given to us. Amen. Praise God. By the grace of God. Amen. So that we can, amen, see his handiwork. He said he would that none should perish, that all should come to the knowledge of him. But at the same time, he told Israel, he said, I'm going to bring you to the land of promise, a land of blessing. Praise God. And he brought them to the promised land. And he said that would be where it'd be flowing with milk and honey in abundance. That means you won't have to worry about nothing. Deuteronomy 28 tells about how you're blessed in the city. Amen. Praise God. Blessed with the fruit of your womb. Praise God. Blessed the cattle. Amen. Praise God. They had that was that. We go to the grocery store for our food. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. So that is a great difference. Praise God. But at the same time, what he did back in the old times, he's still doing it today. Thank you, Jesus. People are giving up, amen, on a special blessing, amen, because they don't want to God. They don't want to do what God says. They'd rather suffer. Righteous suffering, going to prison, going to various things and doing it because they rebel against the will. Amen, praise God. My son, amen, praise God. Amen, an alien child that's born of a woman, amen, the Bible says that a woman, amen, is blessed through childbearing. So these boys are blessing to God, amen, praise God, and they are the first fruit. Praise God, and they're blessed because mom's both, but at the same time, she's raising them up in the will of. So that becomes a blessing. The girls are blessed. Amen. Praise God. That becomes a blessing. Praise God. Amen. And according to say, yes. I got their moms up. Praise God. So it's important, praise God, for us to walk in obedience. Now we are in the area when we, amen, declare, amen, and decree, and watch God move. Watch his manifestation. Once you've grown up in God to the point that you know that God is doing his thing, declare and decree that I have my job, I have my house, I have my cars, amen, because now you're making a declaration through your mouth, amen, what you believe that God can do. Now, you know, I told you I have a motto. If we have the God kind of faith to call those things that be not as though they were, amen. And so we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 5:7. When our faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So we walk in by faith. We believe that God is going to do this thing for us. Amen. Praise God. We believe that God is able to do everything but fail. Amen. Praise God. And because of obedience, praise God, now we wait, amen, for the manifestation of it, amen, of his glory, because we have obeyed him. We must obey God. Most people don't want to obey a leadership, want to rebel against the people that God has put in position. And you can see that in Moses' time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. When they tried to make it be that Moses wasn't called to be the leader. Amen. And God had to prove them that he was the leader. And he told them to all get a branch, a stick, a piece of wood, and lay it down in the wood that blossomed. And it would prove. So Nadab and Abihu, amen, were Aaron's sons. They did something that was wrong that caused God to kill them out because they were rebelling and they didn't walk in obedience. Praise God. So God killed them. But when it came to Moses' time to be challenged, God let that rod that Aaron laid down bloom, amen, all blossoms, beautiful, beautiful flowers, so that they could see that they were called. Because you are obedience, amen, that you know that you're called, you don't have to worry about what nobody else says. They'll tell you don't go to this church. They'll tell you don't fool with this sister. But you've got the right to tell them, I'm going where God has sent me, amen, and I'm going where God has blessed me. Amen. Praise God. So we look at these things, amen, and being obedient. Amen. Praise God. The scriptures today, amen. Praise God. Amen. They are being blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil don't bless you. He don't bless you. I'm telling you, a lot of people say, well, I got my blessing and I don't need God. I got even a program right now saying that they don't need God. Praise God. That's going on, and they put it on the billboards out here in Houston and say you can do without God. Amen. And it's about it. But you can't do without God. Thank you, Jesus. You can't do nothing without God. For the Bible says he created the heavens and earth. Amen. The earth was without form and void. Amen. Praise God. And he called the Holy Spirit to move upon, amen, the earth. Amen, praise God. And you know, if the birds and the animals obey God, we ought to obey God as well. Amen. Not you don't have to obey man as well as what you do concerning God. Because if you get with the wrong people, then you obey them, it causes you to be sick, shipwrecked. So we look in, amen, to know that when we obey God, there is prosperity. There is growth, there is strength, amen, in that area. So we want to give God the praise. Those that are blocked off, praise God, amen. Listening, praise God. We thank you for listening in today, and we will see you next Sunday. Have a wonderful week. Praise God. But obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen, praise God. And I want to thank God, amen, praise God, because obedience is better than sacrifice. Amen, praise God. If the church, amen, is blessed, all of a sudden everyone that is affected will be blessed as well. If the church is blessed, amen, everyone else is blessed. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, when I read Psalms, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. One, and what it said, blessed is the man. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that walking out in the counsel of the ungodly and sit in the seat of the son. One of the things that is, when you keep the will of God and you walk in that lesson, you're going to see it. You're going to see manifestation after manifestation. And then, praise God, if you look at 1 Peter chapter 1, the Bible say, thank you, Jesus. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims and this version of Pontus Galatius, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, praise God, elect according to the foreknowledge of God and the Father and sanctification of the Spirit of obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. He was saying is Peter, amen, was called of Jesus Christ. God, and he walked in obedience, amen, and Jesus was able to literally use him. And it said, grace and peace be multiplied, amen. And this, he's speaking about it, and God pouring out his grace upon him so that he can do the will of God. And it said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus Christ, we have a living hope. And because of our obedience in acknowledging him,